The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from your new and improved season, fall. This is the worst little podcast in the world, and I am the Reverend Rory Dowd, joined by my wonderful, wonderful co-hosts. We got Nick Ramirez in one corner. We got Chewbacca in another. We got Rick and Nate and JB in the other room. And in the studio, we have some of the cast and crew of Evil Dead the Musical.
Worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Hi.
Hey, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
How you doing there?
Bam.
So good.
All right.
Good to see you, Ashley.
Good to see
welcome
you.
To the show again.
Smiling.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Ashley Marie James, who's a frequent guest to the show. Frequent guest.
She's always
does
on.
Does three times mm-hmm. make me frequent?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Three timer club.
You've been on here more often than I have.
we call it our mattress host.
Whoa. Well, that sounds a little rough.
I know. I just got tinily offended.
Oh no!
It's a good thing.
There's a spare mattress here if you ever need one.
Oh, okay.
If you know what he's saying.
What is rental on that thing?
It's okay.
I stuck my dick in it and nothing happened.
It's okay. Rick's gay. Nothing will happen.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Honey, whatever. Stop listening.
What did he say?
I said stop listening.
No.
She never listens.
She listens every show.
Poor girl.
I know.
In fact, it's
really cruel.
I've screwed the headphones to the sides of her head.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes her a good dad.
Father of the year.
That way she can have music with her at all times. Didn't you always want that as a kid, not have to listen to adults? She loves me for it.
Once the infections doing those songs are also adults.
You okay?
No. No, I'm not right in the head.
Who else is in the room today?
We also have Mr. Jeff Bentley, correct? Bentley?
Nice. That's it. Yes, sir.
Damn, I'm good. And Mr. John Frederick.
Hello. John Frederick!
Hello, welcome Hello. Back to the show, John.
Thank you so much again on a different platform, huh?
Yeah.
Fun.
All rotating, all dancing.
All vaudevillain.
All vaudevillain.
Chilling like a vaudevillain.
Hey, what's vaudevillain?
What is it?
It's magical. It's the new entertainment company in town. I know, magical, right?
That I am lucky to say I'm also a part of.
Yes, cheers. Cheers. A big cheers on that.
Cheers to me.
Yes,
yeah,
we're specialing.
Cheers.
We specialize in anything freakish. That's why we brought Rory on.
Really good at that part. I'm the creepy one of the group.
Aww. Aww.
With the signature curly mustache.
It's really.
But
we are
all celebrating the wonderful first weekend, our opening weekend of Evil Dead the Musical, as we've talked about nonstop on this show for the last few months.
Oh, so is it terrible?
Terrible in the most awesome way ever.
I went and saw
Rick,
it Saturday.
Rick, if you would wish you could be sitting on the couch eating homemade breakfast with coffee while this is going on.
Oh, sweet. Like, that's the best compliment.
This is like MST3K awesome.
Oh, sweet. Okay.
Yeah.
It was super fun. I got to go. I actually sat in the second row. And I still got blood on my Black Sabbath Converse.
Yes.
And all in my nails from covering my face from getting blood all over.
Yeah.
Mission accomplished. Yeah.
It was
this
fun.
Is like 3 days ago, right?
Yeah, Saturday. I saw the Saturday show.
Okay, so 2 days. Yeah,
it was really well done, you guys.
Thank you.
There's a lot to live up to there. It's got such a great reputation.
Well, and we love the movies, like passionately love the movies. So we tried to incorporate every little bit that we could.
Great.
Everybody in the cast is and crew are enormous raging dorks.
<That's> so true.
We're not denying a thing.
but no, they really, you know, the script as it is and the songs, you know,
brings the translation. Yeah. But these guys all really do it justice.
That's
great. As a producer of the show, I sat in on a rehearsal. I didn't see much of anything except maybe a couple short videos on a private page on the Facebookery. And then getting to see it Friday night for the opening night crowd was just fantastic.
Mr. Dowd, none of those people are your friends.
No, but they all came to the fucking show I helped put on. And I don't really care. I don't care if they're not my friends. They paid their money. It spends anywhere. We've had a wonderful opening weekend with sold-out crowds both nights. And a good amount of sales, T-shirt sales, and we've got lots of swag, buttons, signed posters by the cast.
Personalized drawings.
Oh, you know what was really cool? Is I had my program with me in the front row. So then when I got doused with blood, I took it home and the program had all this blood on it. It looks so cool. Save it, put it on the wall, you know.
We were talking about recycling those and giving them back out.
Yeah, you should.
Here, have some with already have blood on them.
Yeah. That's a really good idea.
I know. I thought it was.
I spilled a bunch of wine on mine and thought, well, that's perfect. Yeah. What? I wasn't just sitting in the back drinking wine.
No, it is
wine
shocking that it wasn't Jameson's.
Well, there wasn't brown water stand.
You drink wine, Rory?
They weren't selling.
Right. That's what I was thinking.
They weren't selling whiskey there, so I took the wine because I don't drink beer. Beer's the one thing I don't drink.
Hmm. Yeah. You drank before we got there. Sorry, guys.
That's all right.
I would say we didn't know that they had a bar. So
you look like you're
having
a wonderful pre-party when I saw you on your way in.
Well, they're all donation, too.
We seriously thought the doors were at 7:30. That's why we were like, oh, we're not late at all. We're going to smoke a cigarette. And he's like, no, dude, it's starting now. Oh, shit.
So, fuck.
Well, we had to
that's all right. It's a kind of – I think this show really is okay to walk in, you know.
It's not – yeah, in the
– and people get
– we knew what was going on because we were all – you know, Evil Dead fans. So.
I just loved it because I watched you come in and I'm watching you from the booth and he's got this pristine, beautiful white hat on. And all I could think is, oh man, that thing's going to get fucked up. And yeah. then he
and
put it,
it
in his belly.
Yeah, I stashed it in my leather jacket, which was, impermeable to the blood. Is that a word, impermeable?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it's a very good use of that word.
If it isn't, coin it.
That was cool. My whole forehead looked like Carrie, you know, when I walked out. I just had blood all over my forehead.
Did you do the eyeballs to people as you were leaving?
No, we wanted to go into Shay's and just order drinks with blood all over us, but then the girls were like,
that happened to
Shay's. People I saw after the show looked like they could be victims or suspects on CSI. Yes.
That's actually been half of the fun for us putting up the show is. We go outside and take breaks. And Shay is right next door. People do not know what to think about us.
Do you get the cone of silence around you, or do people like actually try to reach out and touch you?
Oh no, people want to know what the fuck we're doing. This guy was that last week, John?
That was
Lobo.
Last week, yeah, Lobo.
Lobo.
Oh my God.
Lobo.
The wolf.
The hobo. He walks up
Lobo,
and
the hobo.
And I'm a tree in the show and I'm outside taking a break and so there's plumage and whatnot hanging off of me and he walks up and he goes, what the fuck? What are you doing? Well, I said, well, you know, I'm taking a break. He's like, why? Why are you a tree? I said, we're doing Evil Dead the musical. He's like, oh, that's cool. I used to like those Resident Evil movies, but I don't know. I'm not really into that genre. And so we go back to rehearsing, and lo and behold, this Lobo comes rolling into our rehearsal.
Oh, yeah. And they all look at me, and I had never seen Lobo. And all I see is this giant, crazy person walking in, and I'm this little guy, and I'm like, really? I have to ask him to leave?
Hey, you got more muscle than I do, buddy.
But I don't want to use it on Lobo.
Poor Lobo's not ever.
So, but yeah, fortunately, he was.
And that
was cool.
Ash,
he
you got cool. there, that young Evan, he's a strapping lad.
Mm-hmm. He's a strapping young lad, isn't he?
He's a ringer.
But he's not the face. You know, that's the moneymaker.
Too pretty to fight.
It's like when he's in his hand fight and he says, not the hair, all I can think is, that's actually probably come out of his mouth many times.
Lick the juice to me, Bruce.
It's what's for dinner. Ask for it by name.
Yes, that's the guy we need to prank call.
Yes. You know what? He deserves to get effed with a little bit.
Yes, true, because he canceled on you at the last minute, didn't he?
He just didn't show. He didn't remember.
Should we call him
he
right
forgot.
Now?
Yeah.
Yes, we can.
All right, here,
who are we calling?
We're going to be calling Evan, the lead, who plays Ash
on
our show.
Right, but let me
John,
pull
would you
up
mind
good luck, Macbeth.
Typing that into my phone.
Don't play the musical.
Have we decided what kind of prank we're going to pull on this, sir?
I liked what we were going with earlier. Maybe we have Jeff kind of you might have to stand next to this mic here to set it up there.
Oh, sure.
We have a call for you out. and then I'll come in with
the baby's yours and her name is Rosemary.
Yeah, cuz I think he can only really hear you, right?
Well, we have a microphone here, but so Jeff, you'll have to come over here.
Yeah, no problem.
He can't hear the rest of
you
us.
You can hear everybody,
well,
but not as well.
Not, yeah.
Got it. Got it.
If you guys talk really loudly and none of us, the rest of us say anything, sure, but otherwise
if a closer somebody. Person isn't speaking, then you could hear them.
Imagine getting that right. conference call from this group of people.
I know. Kind of excited to see how he reacts.
Can we all howl like banshees at the end?
Yes.
Awesome.
And he won't hear Rick at all ever.
Yeah, so I can just say shit.
That's...
Answer, Evan.
Come on, answer. Answer.
Pick up the phone, Ash.
Get up, Bambi.
Pick up the phone, Ash.
Do it.
Hello?
Hello? Is this Evan?
Hello?
Is this Evan?
Yeah. Yeah, how's it going?
Yeah, I have some information for you.
The baby's yours, and her name is Rosemary.
Hello, sir?
What?
Are you still there?
In a world where your hair was suddenly removed, you would look like Mr. Clean.
Okay, now let's all do Damien moaning.
Damien. And he hung up on us.
Did you hear? I saw who is this?
let me call him back.
Be like, we're so sorry. Be like, hey, we're messing with you, buddy.
I hope he's driving.
I hope he's not driving. That's
he's with
the
his
law.
Mom.
Oh no!
Put your mom on the phone.
Okay,
his
this
mom's
time,
way cool.
This time, are we going to be
his
us?
Yeah,
very
let's
cool.
be us.
No,
this
he's
time.
Not going to answer it this time.
Maybe he'll call back.
Why you hang up on me?
Hello, you've reached Evan Buckley right now, but if you please leave your name, number,
and tell him to call us back and explain who we
sure
are.
I'll be sure to get back to you as soon as I can. Thanks.
The baby's not yours. It's not named Rosemary.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hi, Evan. This is Rory at the Worst Little Podcast in the World. How you doing today? We were just giving you a call because you're our big winner.
Yay!
If you call back in the next 5 minutes, we'll put you on the air live and you'll get your fabulous prize.
Yay!
Hope to hear from you soon.
And the baby's not yours.
And the baby is not yours. All right, one for more.
You are satisfied with your message. Press
That's
1
weird.
To listen to your message. Press 2 to erase
it.
Message review.
Hi, Evan. This is Rory. It's the Worst Little Podcast in the World. How you doing today? We were just giving you a call because you're our big winner. If you call back in the next 5 minutes, we'll put you on the air live and you'll get your fabulous prize. Hope to hear from you soon. And the baby is not yours.
You are with your message. Press 1 to listen to your message. Press 2 to erase and re-record. Press 3 to continue recording where you left off. Press 4.
Okay, we are satisfied with our message. Press 2.
To send your message with normal delivery, press 1.
Urgent.
To send your message with urgent delivery, press 2.
Urgent.
Thank you. Your message has
urgent.
Been sent.
So important.
Urgent. Wait and see.
Oh boy, I love this show.
That's why I listen at work. I am always worried someone's going to walk in too. I'm like, they're just like dropping F.
Walking in while somebody says cut or something.
What kind of straight job do you have? Like, are you a bank teller?
No, but that would be awesome. Not
play
to be
us
a bank
in bank.
Just at the bank. I mean, imagine waiting in line and listening to this. How could you have a bad day? No, I work at the college. I work at TNCC,
right.
So I help students and things. So they'll come in and like, pause, nothing. No, that wasn't fuck you heard. He was talking about ducks.
No, he's actually talking about an actual zookeeper.
I haven't listened to that episode yet.
Neither have I.
You'll laugh really hard when you get to that part.
Yeah, you know. That's a good part. I didn't even really realize that. So, you know, if you ever hear of any job openings, there's somebody should really call who has a master's degree in, like, admin.
You have a master's degree in admin?
Higher Education Student Services.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, then you should be able to get a job up there. Go just look on the state job board.
You know how many people apply for those jobs? Jesus.
You just have to test.
People that are as qualified
as
you, though.
Move up, so my job's going to open.
I apply for them all the time. Let's talk about this after
But have
the
you
show.
Applied for them since you had the cool mustache? I think that's going to push you over the top.
I haven't gotten quite into the interview with the mustache, now.
I think that's...
No, they're going to love
it.
It's
a good look for you, Rory. I think it's going to
I think it is a good look for you.
You probably get
a job
anyway.
I saw that
fuck
on one of the job
homo,
descriptions.
No, I'm dead serious. It's a good look for you. I think
I'm
might
Scotty,
like,
but I'm too fat.
Fat Scotty? That's great. I'm going to own that. I need a red
fat
shirt.
Fat Scotty.
James Doohan? Is that what he said?
I was calling him Scott Ian, but then he would call.
Scotty's better.
Like a fat Scott Ian, but then fat Scotty. That works out really well too.
Star Trek, right?
Get him a red shirt and make him a clamper, and his clamper name can be Fat Scotty.
Fat Scott Ian.
Any rate, I think it's time for a song.
Yeah, let's do a song.
Oh.
Jeff, you are the entertainment monkey tonight.
That's not surprising. I have been that way all my life. I'm an only child, so I had to entertain myself.
Word. Do you own a little Dutch boy outfit?
Hmm.
Is it that kind of entertainment?
I can get you a gig.
I have to double check because
I can get you a Dutch boy.
I have like
costume.
Six bins of costumes from
Scrub
my house.
Little Dutch boy.
Yeah.
Something about that wouldn't shock me. In the best
it
way
would
possible.
Just, that, possible way.
It would end up being a pirate Dutch boy, though.
That's true. I got piracy going on.
Piracy.
Wow,
problem.
And he shook his hand like with the tremors when he said he's got piracy going on. He's got tremors.
He gave the Michael Jackson hee-hee hand.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know, lead poisoning and scurvy.
Well, we don't have scurvy because we have vitamin C nowadays, so that helps.
Well, and God knows there's plenty of fruit in this room.
In that room, yeah.
Vitamin
C. That's what I'm saying.
You got to take your vitamin C, man. It's really important to take your vitamin C, man.
Yeah.
It's really important.
Get it?
Vitamin C. Sexually.
I could just say that for an hour repeatedly.
And your people would still listen.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, they would. Yeah. But,
let's have something from the shoe.
Yes. Old Reliable Jake is the character I play. And gonna go a little twang on you here.
His opus?
Backwoods hillbilly.
Get in character.
For you.
Who's the world's most reliable human being? Who's the one folks call for help with everything? Who's the one man you can count on when your life is at stake? It's good old Reliable Jake. Who can help you when you've lost your keys? Or when you need double bypass surgery? Who can be your partner in a two-man luge? And who can sneak a dead hooker out your hotel room? Who's every senior citizen's favorite mime? And who can pass Cavalier like Busta Rhymes? Who was the inspiration for the Shamrock Shake? It's good old Reliable Jake. Who invented the formula for crazy glue? And who nailed all the chicks on The View? Who was the last man to fourth Oscar for directing Platoon? Who was the point guard for the Memphis Grizzles? And who coined the phrase, for shizzle my nizzle? It was me, don't you see? I ain't no fake. I'm good old reliable Jake. Do you believe I can get you down the path? To get you through them woods, and I know that trail, and I knows it good. You can trust in me, there's no mistake. I'm good old reliable Jake. You can trust in me, there's no mistake. I'm good old reliable
Jay. Oh, fabulous. I welled up a little bit. That was awesome. I love Shamrock Shakes.
Grandparents' favorite, or wait, grandparents' favorite mime? What, what the fuck? I mean, what kind of guy is Jake?
He's telling sounds tales like out of school, mister.
Great guy.
Yeah. Sounds like he's a liar.
He's well, no, slow. I know he invented crazy glue. That's like a truism right there.
I thought the Nazis.
The shizzle finizzle.
Definitely
nailed.
I
thought
all
that.
The
I thought all that was Donald Trump.
I thought it was
Bill Cosby, actually.
Snoop Doggy Dogg.
Who?
Have a coke and a smile and shut the fuck up. Although, how you doing? I'm Bill Cosby.
I'm pretty sure Snoop Dogg got it from the streets, right? For shizzle my nizzle.
You're thinking of Andrew Dice Clay.
Am I?
Now I'm just imagining Snoop Dogg in Ford Fairlane.
Ford Fairlane the musical.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that
or
was a
really,
musical.
Brain Crusher, a love story, could make an excellent musical.
Yes, it could, actually.
I Brain Crusher, a love story is actually a wonderful film. You should all check out if you haven't seen it.
Hmm.
The Talents of the Dice Man.
Ah.
No, it's horrible. it's horribly good, though.
Horribly
yeah,
awesome.
No, it transcends its horribleness to becoming a great comedic vehicle, unintentionally.
Yeah. We're talking about the Dice Clay still, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay,
you just
I zero. I like. I kind of. You just I went to an older world. And looking around. And
How long have you been doing theater, Jeff?
Oh gosh, a dozen years.
Nice.
Yeah, I am going on 12 years now. And
so I've seen you in a couple of things. You've had a tremendous voice, a tremendous presence on stage.
Well, thank you,
and
sir.
A lot, I mean, both a singing ability and an ability to have different caricatures in your voice.
Yeah, well, see, that's why I want to
be two different thinking things.
Yeah, I mean, well, gosh, my wife calls me the Renaissance man because I'm self-taught. I do... Yeah, I've been doing voices since I was 7 years old. You know, from Disney cartoons, the Warner Brothers to Hanna-Barbera, all the good stuff.
Did you ever tape the radio and cut out the DJ and pretend you were the DJ in between?
I did not do that. Even when the volume was down, I would quote my favorite movies with all the voices because I knew them so well. But I've been on stage for 12 years, and this is the first time that one of my characters has said "fuck." You know, said the F word.
That's a milestone.
Wow.
Yeah. Congratulations. First time on stage, and I'm just like, what?
It was how we got him to do
and
it.
And welcome to saying it on the internet.
Does yes,
it
feel there good? You go. Yep.
Say it again.
Fuck.
Liberating.
Nice. Rick, mark down the time and take that.
Can you maybe say fuck in like a Warner Brothers voice or something? Or Disney, whatever.
Can you say it in Spanish?
Put him on the spot.
I was just realizing Chewie's normal voice is a better Kermit than my caricature.
Thank you.
What was that voice you were starting to do?
Yeah, what was that?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Fucking Mickey Mouse.
Magical.
That's endearingly disgusting.
Actually, we were talking about this backstage, how Disney mixed with Evil Dead would work so well with Mickey having no hand, Donald being Scotty. you know.
The best friend, yeah.
Well, that's so funny because Corey and I were talking about how awesome it would be as the Muppets.
The Muppets would
Kermit
work
would
Kermit
be,
and Fozzie.
Waka waka!
It's time to fulfill my purpose in life. It'd be amazing, right?
Well, see, you know, can you just imagine, like, Donald going, "Death was a bitch. A stupid bitch." You know, just like dying right there with all his feathers ruffled or something. And Goofy could be the Kandarian demon moose just hanging on the wall.
He almost is. The voice is like very similar.
It's a little Marty Moose. I was going, that's where I saw it.
Oh, Marty Moose. Yeah.
It is Marty
Hey,
Moose.
Kids, we're closed.
I'd almost thought
you're
about
a vacation. Marty Moose.
Artemis. We're going to have fun on this fucking fun fuck.
That's yeah, there's even an airplane moment in our show.
Yes.
There is.
Yes.
We need a vacation moment. A
couple of Rocky Horror drops in that I do appreciate.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
That's coming up here at the end of the month. And hopefully.
Oh, yeah. And
are you kidding? Pinky helped us out a lot.
Oh, and John's not going to make it because he's going to be doing the show, right?
Well, we're trying to see if they can't come to the early 8 o'clock show and then rush over for their own, hopefully sold out by then, midnight show.
But it'll sell.
Yeah, I don't think I'm in shape enough to get my...
Oh, John, you got to wear that outfit again. Oh, my God.
Dude.
Oh, Ricky.
Whoa,
they never gave
this.
Me my prize.
My
fuck.
My outfit just came in the mail.
No, yeah. Cargo, yeah, they never gave me my prize.
I swear to God.
I won as
I know,
Rocky.
You should have won.
I did win.
The prize was in your pants.
What was the prize that going to be?
Jesus.
Dude, I don't know.
Oh, my God. I spent like 20 minutes like zooming in with the pictures that I took after I got home.
Oh,
looks like John is smuggling sausage
How's
with
that make
plums.
So, John, did you stuff or was that au naturel?
It's au naturel. If you look really close, you'll see the piercing.
Oh my goodness,
dude! No, I remember hooking up a hose to that thing when we did it live at TMCC.
Wow. What the hell? Are you talking?
I don't. What?
You were asleep on stage, you know, when we were waking you up as Rocky.
Oh no! We're talking about we went to the Pinky Polansky show last year. Jeff's talking about what, like 5 years ago or something? We did.
It was
Rocky.
2009
at TMCC.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. TMCC, yeah. And I played Rocky in that. So he hooked a hose up to the thing that made me come to life, not my thing.
That's the thing that made you come to life.
Not his hose.
It does
you're talking
every
about
time.
Hooking
up
the hose to the hose.
Yeah, we hooked up
the hose
boy.
Up to that thing.
I wish you wouldn't have clarified that.
Hey,
I'm ignoring everything Jeff actually just said. I'm just going to go with my earlier.
I have very
well, it's
important
too bad.
People listening to this.
And we are here to besmirch your good name.
It's too bad.
Wait.
Oh,
it's
by
too
pointing
bad.
Out that he's really hot. I don't
and
it's really besmirching.
And hung as thick as a vacuum hose.
Exactly.
That's a pretty good way to be besmirched.
Oh,
right? No, yeah, actually,
damn,
like
fuck that
here.
John Frederick. That guy's got a big dick.
I think he's I like nice, him in here.
Ashley is cringing in horror.
Oh, jeez.
It's the only way I keep my girl happy.
So, Ashley, you mentioned you play a tree in the show. You're also the co-director for the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, like...
Do you and the other director battle it out over things you disagree on?
We don't really disagree on things. We just, we're like brother and sister, though.
Yeah, that's why I was cringing in horror, because it was like, I don't want to hear about my brother's piece, y'all. It's like...
Neither do I.
Yeah.
But,
so what's so bad about incest, then?
Yeah, this isn't no
incest. That's out of context.
That's
inappropriate. We're in no incest zone.
Inappropriate.
Sorry, I have Tourette's.
You just blurted that out, huh?
I have bad Tourette's. Sorry, guys.
No, you know what was actually really fun is John and I, we a lot of times were able to finish each other's sentences far as the vision and what we wanted it to look like and to feel like. And so that's been really fun doing that kind of stuff. We're like, oh, this part, yes, exactly, because we have to pay homage to this scene. Oh, this, we want this person to look like this because this. Like, and it's so... it's been really kind of a fun process.
But it makes for terrible radio. Can't you guys, like,
how often the other side of the
there
conversation?
There was this one time.
What's gone horribly wrong?
How often did
one
you say
One time
that
I
to
punched her in the ovaries.
Whoa.
Hey.
Did that happen?
With your hand?
It's not funny.
Yeah, with my hand.
Were you drinking?
Jesus.
Of course.
And she forgave you. Yes. I mean, she's sitting in the room, so obviously.
No, I mean,
see, that's why I always say, before they leave your house, push them down the stairs just in case. Oh,
no, I can be a pain in the ass to work with. So
namaste.
I am a perfectionist, and she has to live with some of my perfectionist-isms. Is that a word?
I'll take it.
Yeah, we know what you mean.
So do you have an odd couple thing, like the OCD perfectionist and the slapdash good enough, let's go?
Yes, he is definitely the Walter Matthau, and I'm the Felix Unger.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was the other way.
No, wait. Walter Matthau's the big slob.
No, that's right.
Yeah.
You know what it is? You're right. I'm the Walter Matthau.
Yeah, I'm the.
That's Oscar.
I'm the
Walter.
Yeah, it would be Oscar.
Oscar Madison.
Yeah,
Oscar.
Yeah, I am definitely see. That's why we have such an amazing show, though.
Right.
It's the nitpicky shit.
Mm-hmm.
It really is.
I like the nod de Guar. That was cool.
Devil in the details.
You know what?
Oh, I didn't want to give a spoiler. Sorry.
No, we don't know what's coming out at that moment. We gave Kate free reign to say whatever record she wants.
Oh, yes, he's calling.
He called.
Wait.
Hang up on him.
Hello?
Mr. Rory, how you doing?
Superman not home.
Superman?
You're Superman. How you doing, my friend? Ladies and gentlemen.
I'm doing fantastic.
Evan, what's his last name?
Harris.
Harris. Harris. He's Ash. He's Ash. That's all I know. How are you?
Call me Ash, man. Just call me Ash.
How you doing, Ash?
I'm doing fantastic. How about you?
We're having a great little podcast. You interrupted a wonderful story we were telling. Thanks.
I apologize.
Way to
I
not
apologize.
Be there when we needed you.
Terrible timing.
10 minutes ago. So what are you doing?
I'm sorry, man. I am coming back down from Lake Tahoe right now.
Oh, whoa. Must be a rough life.
Hopefully you're using a hands-free device.
It is rough. It's rough.
Yeah, hopefully you are using a hands-free device, correct?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my ears. No, I'm just kidding. how's the podcast?
Oh, well, we're having a great time. Hey, cast member Jeff
Hi!
And Ash.
Hey!
Those are your peoples.
Hey,
Cass. Hi, buddy.
So I don't want to keep you on the phone too long since you are in the car and driving. But let's ask you a question about the show. What's your favorite scene?
Just your favorite scene. My favorite scene is when I whoop some demon ass in its time.
Nice, yeah.
It's a good answer.
And I pull a demon tard out, and explode it all over the audience. It doesn't get better than that.
It is pretty spectacular moment of the show. it seems like it's a good run. What's your vibe? How are you feeling with the audiences and the shows and the performance?
Is it gonna
tank right after this, or was that the peak?
No, we haven't even got close to hitting the peak. This is just the beginning. it's been an awesome run in every single way, and it's only one weekend in, so I'm pretty stoked about that. And it's the audiences couldn't have been better, and I hope that we get the same caliber of audience members and just people having a blast through the rest of the run. I think it'll only get better, even though I don't think it can, because that audience was freaking awesome all weekend.
Next week, they got something to prove.
Exactly. They got some big shoes to fill.
My partner Nick here has got a question. What's up, Nick?
Ask him how much experience he has in the theater, because he was really good, and I'm just curious how long he's been working in.
Did you hear any of that?
I didn't. How long have I been doing theater?
What's your experience?
The phone system works.
Well, I've been doing theater since 2010, and so You know, my first show was Greece, actually, at UNR.
Hey, now.
Yeah. And
did you play the car?
I got the theater bug and couldn't get rid of it. And I've been riding that train, man.
Yeah. That's how you do it.
I love it.
Now, in the world of theater, you might have to write other things. Are you prepared to do what it takes?
You know, it depends on how much I'm getting paid.
It's not selling out if you're buying in.
$40.
But, yeah, this is actually my 31st musical.
Wow.
30? In 4 years?
In 4 years, you've done 31 musicals.
Dang.
Yes, sir, if you can believe that.
I don't.
Good. When do you sleep? When do you brush your teeth? Jesus.
There's no time.
Sleep. So do you have like an actor website or anything where people can see your mugshot?
Confirm this 31 shows.
I do. It's Evan Buckley Harris, my full name, .com.
All right. Well, people, check that out, evanbuckleyharris.com. Well, we're going to let you go and get back to the people.
Before he goes, make him do his best Bruce Campbell impression.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. I'm going to let you go here and get back to the people who truly matter, the ones that are in front of me. but before you go, can you give us a little Bruce Campbell? Like, sign off for me. Sign off your call here.
You know, I got one word for you. Groovy.
Oh, that was horrible. I'll see you Friday, buddy. Drive safe, and we'll see you Friday night at the show.
All right, see you Friday.
Bye, Evan.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Cass.
I gotta tell you, that really was the best Bruce Campbell impression I ever heard.
He's really good, like, in person, in front of you, on stage.
Not driving.
Well, he gets a set
of
his shoulder.
He's really good.
Oh, yeah.
He does. I would actually Burn Notice the musical. And have him play Sam Axe.
No, you know what? One of our next projects is actually musical theater the musical.
Yes,
that's right. Yes. I totally forgot that we were doing that.
Because we're dorks that way. We can't help ourselves.
We haven't even written it, but we know we're doing it.
I would like to be in on this writing process.
Yes. Absolutely.
Musical theater, the musical.
Yeah, musical theater.
Going for my coffee and it's gone.
It was better than that one show that was better than Cats.
That was actually pretty good. You had me laughing backstage when you saw that.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, I do a little bit of an intro before the show, and I just kind of banter with the audience and really say whatever comes to mind in an attempt to make people laugh for a minute. And play a song, do a dance, and I don't take off my pants. So be happy with that.
Oh, okay.
Nobody's walked out yet?
No.
Jeff and I will be taking off our pants in Full Monty the Musical next
year. That's true.
Ooh, yeah.
Where's that going to be?
Bruca.
Ooh, excellent.
Throw them a little plug because they helped us out too. Mary Bennett hooked us up. She took care of us.
Very true.
Yeah.
Love you, Mary.
Good people. Yeah. Love you, Mary.
Mary's been a
Mary and Alex.
Good friend of the show and all of us.
Yeah. Alex was one of the choreographers. Theater. Yeah. He's just awesome. A great group of people.
Bruca gets another ding.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
And we should plug all our sponsors really quick too.
Sexually.
Yes, we got Nightmare Tattoo.
Nightmare Studio Tattoo.
Yes.
Those boys are badasses and good
dudes,
totally like sincere, straightforward motherfuckers. They're not going to rip you off. They're going to sell you what they're going to sell you.
Yeah, exactly. And they're big supporters of the local art scene, which is fucking amazing.
Oh, yeah. They were front row on
opening night. Oh, yeah. No, they were right there waiting for it. Yeah,
loved it. Covered his bald head.
He said before the party, goes, I have to go home and take a shower. Like, sorry, I want to hang out with you. He's like, but I also need to hit on Sophie, so I have to go.
Which any of you guys
Sophie
or girls out there?
Attractive.
She's gorgeous.
Right?
I mean, I knew she was a beautiful girl, and I knew she had I'd seen part of the cool back tattoo at the wedding. But oh my God, in this show she's
has a killer body, huh?
Not wearing a lot of clothes and is banging.
She's a good-looking lady, and she has
a
great heart too.
Oh, yeah.
Sweet
people.
She's easy on the eyes.
So sweet. And she's just a heart of gold.
Mm-hmm.
And a terribly talented performer.
Two parts in it?
Yeah.
She does.
Yes.
Which is interesting because they wrote it that way.
Oh, did they?
They did. So when you look at the original script, they say that person, it's a two-part.
That's weird.
You don't always have to do it that way. We weren't going to originally, but she plays. That's why those changes happen when they do, is because they wrote it originally for Annie and Shelley to be the same person, and her vocal range is the same.
Oh, that does remind me. So the character of Jake there.
Yes, sir.
I help me out here. I don't recall him in the movies.
He was in the
second
two.
He is in the second movie? Yes.
That's why it says Bobby Joe was redundant.
Bobby Joe, yep.
Bobby Joe was the wife, and she got killed first in the second one. Well, first out of the new group that came
right.
in.
Right.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Because the second... Yeah, second I was just curious. Told
guess now I won't have to watch the
another
movie.
Another point of view, right, or something?
The
or?
Second one, it was like a remake of the first one, yeah. And they didn't do the five college students going up to the woods. Instead, they just did Bruce and Linda going up to the woods. Mm-hmm. And then she gets killed and does a crazy-ass ballet dance.
As a zombie.
The naked plastic body. Yeah,
instead of tree
awesome.
Rape, you get a naked body dance.
Yeah. Well, that's why... Well, no, I'm not going to give it away. That's why we have a moment in the play that we do. It's to kind of there's all those little things that we really wanted to pay homage to. Yeah.
Now how much of that kind of blocking, direction, and choreography is in the script, and how much of it is you guys?
None of it.
Is it strictly dialogue and song?
Yeah, well, a couple of things here and there where they're like tree comes out of the window.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or headless body runs out. Like little things
puts
like that.
Puts on the chainsaw.
Right. Yeah,
little things like that, but for the most part it was all
yeah.
You know, just us.
Yeah. And it was really...
Wow. All right.
Was,
very cool. That's even more impressive coming from a
Well, and we made it a very cast production where we came in as directors and had a general idea of what we wanted to do, move people places. If you see it, you'll notice there's a lot of those Scooby-Doo moments where they're in these poses.
That's
what I kept calling them. Scooby-Doo moment. Let's put you in this crazy little, you know, somebody's holding somebody in these weird poses.
Done.
Yeah, exactly. And people catch that kind of thing. But we would get them there. There's a lot that the cast kind of, we gave them this free
how to get there and how to leave from there.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
And then there's also, you know, we actually choreographed the entire last number as a cast together.
Yeah.
So
it is our
unheard
show.
Of in musicals.
Yeah.
It's our show.
Ours,
though.
Yeah.
We own it. You know, we're just like, this is
very
us.
Cool. So as actors, is that a fun and different experience for you guys?
Absolutely. It's well, fun. Brought us closer together. This is the tightest cast I've ever been a part of.
Sexually.
There you go. First we have his hose. Now we're tight. With the fact that I'm also playing a hillbilly and then you mentioned incest and it's just like in the backwoods, why not? Yeah. You know, so it just, keeps going snowballing that way.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
This is snowballing.
This is why I'm saying these words, you know? Just but it, we have made it our own. This is our show, and no one can take it away from us. And it's really a wonderful experience, the way we've just...
worked together.
Yeah. Well, we combined...
How would Jerry say that? You really sat down and...
What did
I don't
you
even
do?
Know where that is.
Well, never mind. I'm calling for a sound clip.
Podcast on the block.
Well, we combined our talents. You know, we didn't say, you know, it's like, oh, you know, I'm better than you or anything like that. There's no egos in this show. Yeah. We took our individual talents and we combined them, and now we're just like attacking the audience with our awesomeness.
And then I sat and really worked it.
There you go. That's Jerry. That's Jerry's philosophy on making a show happen.
It was under
A. That's what you got to do sometimes. So,
and I do like how you put that. You know, you assault the audience.
I don't give too much away, but when the room comes alive and stuff, is that all the cast?
Yes.
Or there's not an extra set?
No, that's
like,
all
no
cast.
Crew or anything?
We have one extra tech guy. He's our blood guy for when everyone's on stage, and he's shooting the audience at one point. And that's Alan. He's a great kid.
Put a gallon in me, Alan.
Oh, it's Gallon. No. Gallon. Sorry.
That's so fitting right there.
It perfect. Really was.
Is Alan one of the, like you, one of
he
the
is.
Janitor guys?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant
Alan
gay.
Was cool.
Yeah.
He might be. I don't know. Yeah. I was thinking
about
that.
That doesn't matter.
No, that's Michael.
On top of your mind, Rick.
I'm sorry.
No, I don't think he's gay either.
I haven't talked at all the whole show, and that's
we
what
need,
I pull
we
out.
We need
that's
to
great.
Avoid this conversation entirely. I'm going to
the old, yeah.
No, that's the one I was
veto,
looking
for. Veto.
Yeah.
I withdraw the remark.
Thank you. So it shall be
one.
Struck. What say the brethren?
Satisfactory.
And so recorded. Thank okay.
No, but that's interesting. Like, the set coming to life is each of the cast members has a different piece.
Mm-hmm.
And we built it together. I had this grand vision, and everyone kind of looked at me like I was a nutbag. And I was like, no, it'll work. It
Nobody's
work.
Told him he is crazy.
Well.
And we're just an extended support group.
But what support it is. It's great
there's
support.
There's some crazy talk happening, but it's fun crazy talk. You're crazy.
Yeah.
You're crazy. You're crazy. That's just crazy enough to work.
Yeah. I think whoever wrote it was crazy enough to think that could be a musical.
Bunch of Canadians.
Mm-hmm.
Those crazy Canucks.
Up there cleaning their streets and being polite and
with
smoking
their doors
pot.
Unlocked.
Fuck yeah.
Well,
loving everybody.
Be careful of that Canadian vibe.
Don't even take their guns with them when they go to the mall.
Yep.
Maple syrup.
But jerks. I still have people coming up to me saying that this is one of the best sets that they've seen at Good Luck Macbeth Theater.
Nice. Very
cool.
Yeah,
but it was completely built by us, the cast.
The cast,
and crew.
Yeah.
Even, and even star of our show. The lovely Rad. She helped. She helped
she
me paint
did.
A door.
Yeah, that
she
was a fun did. Day.
She mostly just kind of ran around the studio and had everybody show her everything.
Yes.
It was so fun.
Awesome. It was great.
No, she
my name is Riku.
Hi, Riku. She also went out and handed out flyers, which I thought was pretty cool.
Yes.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Because I'm like, don't watch that movie, Riku. That'll scare you. She already saw it, Nick. What are you talking about?
she saw it with no sound.
She saw it with Skinny Puppy playing very loudly over it at last year's pumpkin gardening
freaky.
Party.
That's not frightening.
No, not at all.
Right.
No, and it was the part where like her chin distends and she turns into that giant gaping maw. And she thought that was the coolest thing ever.
I'm Lord of this.
And I remember her asking me, well, Dad, so how are they going to make her face change like that in the musical?
That's in two, right?
Yeah.
None of that
happened. No, it's this great special effects thing. And she was just, she couldn't wait to see how we stage that in a musical.
The thing that they've learned is don't put the idea in my head because I'll forget.
Yeah, this is true.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of which, Rick, is there going to be a pumpkin carving party this year?
I haven't decided.
Okay.
It's a sad year, huh?
Yeah.
I still haven't gotten the call to find out when we're being thrown out. We were supposed to know that mid last month. So I don't
like
even
August?
Know.
Maybe no, it's not going to happen.
The end of, yeah, exactly. Well, like everything that's been going on with this, it's 5 years behind. So maybe we'll have another 5 pumpkin carving parties here. I don't know.
Are they widening pyramid? Is that
yes.
what's going on?
And they're doing that by paving my house. Over.
Yes.
So.
This has been a worst little podcast update.
How
sad. So where's the podcast moving?
Wherever I move. which will be decided
go.
After
Hopefully
we find out when I'm being thrown out.
Somewhere
so.
In Reno, I'd like, if you could.
If possible. Maybe
Reno.
We'll move to one of the places where you do all
my
your brickwork.
If Rick stopped living
in
Sparks, I'm pretty sure the earth would stop spinning or gain a larger wobble.
Well, there's great basements in Reno, though.
Yeah,
there's a lot of
basements in Reno.
Mm-hmm. Of
That's
course,
true, but they got some creaky floors. There's
a lot of spiders down there.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
And then there's the insects, too.
Nick already said something about incest earlier, and I thought it was inappropriate then, and I especially
yeah, well, at least I don't like things you like. What do you like, Chew? You like gross things, like...
I like a lot of things. I'm a pretty wide taste.
I really need more
Chew.
Yeah,
I can masturbate without blowing myself.
Yeah, like that?
That's true.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I like I'm going to pee on this guy's face out of my
you
butt.
You do that?
So what can I do?
That was a theoretical situation. I didn't actually do that.
It actually smells pretty good in there.
It never smells good after you do that.
So what can I do in life to make men suck my dick?
We've given you lots of ideas. If they
when
haven't
they come,
already,
they come in like just like this massive wave.
Well, then I think you know. I think you know, then Chewy. Yeah. Oh my goodness! So,
is there more music gonna happen?
No.
No more songs?
We could do Moose.
Well, but there is Rory's music.
We could do my Moose, music.
I didn't bring a guitar.
We could do that
we
one.
We could yeah. do the, do you know we could well do the portion
I,
of the
I
show.
I could try it.
Oh, my music. That my music.
Yeah.
Well, if we just do the Moose first.
We can just do the Moose first.
Let's hear the Moose.
Yeah.
Unless you want to give it a shot.
I feel like I could do it.
Work your way into
it. Oh, we're
I might.
Lyrics?
That's the thing. I would need my phone to have the lyrics in front of me.
Well, that's you don't know live the words
unless
that's
you
possible.
Have them.
Is that
I don't have
possible in the next 60 seconds, or should we move on?
No,
to
you,
the...
it's a very ego. It's a very easy Google search.
True.
there you go.
I think we might have to save ego. This one.
Whose ego are we talking about here?
Mine.
All right, Rick, yeah, hit him with my music.
As you wish, Mr. Dowd.
You keep looking up those lyrics. I'm going to lead you into my favorite thing, the one, the only worst little quiz in the world. Jeff, you're the only one who's never experienced this quiz, so of course you're going to go first on
all right.
all the questions.
Woo, okay.
I'm going to ask you a series of random, bizarre, and sometimes obscene questions, and it's your job to answer them so that we can judge you silently and then loudly. Are you ready
Lots
to play,
of score
sir?
Points for you.
Ready as I'll ever be.
Okay.
Go ahead and pop my cherry, I suppose.
We're going to ask all of our guests the questions this
if
week.
If they all said that, right, Rick?
Really? No, and I've got a pillow for you to bite.
Your lover, your brother, or your mother? Trapped on a desert island, who do you cannibalize first?
I would say my... I would say, good lord.
Wow, yeah. He's bad at these quiz games.
I'm sorry, no.
Creeping to a zero, you only have three choices here.
Yeah, I know. I was going to go for my mother because she has the most fat.
I was going to go for your mother.
That's what that gets the points, huh?
Good marbling. Excellent answer. John. Same question. Yes. Brother, lover, or mother?
My brother, he's huge.
Okay.
Like, you could eat for weeks on that man.
Like, huge muscly or huge fat?
No, huge fat.
Nice.
He's okay
so
with
it.
So
he'd be tasty and flavorful.
He would. He'd be like a big old fat Kobe. Tri-tip. Barbecue him up.
Ashley, same question to you.
My brother, because he's a Mormon.
Fuck them.
That's a great reason.
It's a good reason as any.
Sweet, sweet Mormon meat.
Yeah. One
they
last
don't taint their bodies with a bunch
There's
of
no
nasty
caffeine
shit.
In it anywhere.
No tobacco.
Nothing.
Oh, so I could
they're
eat
pure.
It.
Yeah.
You shouldn't
pure.
Get any caffeine. That's not a good idea.
Jeff, what was the first musical you ever saw?
Ever saw?
In person.
I would have to say The Producers when it was performed at the Pioneer.
Tag it.
Well, Riku. Well, honey, that may be true, but that's a good answer. John, the first musical you ever saw?
The Music Man. I was actually in it.
Dirty Cocksucker.
Yeah, that.
Damn it.
I'll
it's
let
true,
that,
Riku.
I'll let
so
that
good,
ride.
It's true.
First musical I was ever in, coincidentally.
Mine, too.
It's high school in America.
Yeah.
Ashley, first musical you ever saw?
42nd Street.
Oh.
Even I thought that was gay.
Riku, you think everything's gay.
It's funny because we usually wait for something gay, but when you're asking about musicals, it's
pretty
all
gay.
Yeah,
you can't shoot get away
fish
from
in a barrel.
It's
gay.
So true.
What's your favorite Barbra Streisand movie? No.
Jesus.
Oh, God, I was going to say, no. I don't have
oh, come
an
on.
For
what's
that.
Up, Doc? Is what, awesome.
What's up, Doc? That would be my
it's,
answer.
Oh,
yeah.
Phenomenal.
Fucking Yentl.
That's how
no,
I knew I wasn't gay.
Fucking Yentl.
Fucking Yentl was on a. It's a different movie. Streisand wasn't actually in that one.
Oh, my
I did
bad.
Cry at the Papa Can You Hear Me song. So.
Especially
but
when
then
it was,
I also
in,
have sex
when
with
it was
men.
In the X-rated version.
Yeah, yeah.
No, that's how I knew I wasn't gay. I don't like Barbra Streisand at all.
Yeah, that's a big test.
I knew I wasn't gay when the taste of dick just turned me off.
I was in the Navy with a guy, and he's like, I know I'm not gay. I tried it.
Yeah.
And then he goes,
cured.
And then I tried it again, and I still didn't like it.
That's great.
That's awesome.
That's amazing.
I want to be bunkmates with that guy. first album you ever bought, Jeff?
First album I'm at, Chumbawamba.
Ooh.
No shit.
13 years old, man. First album I ever bought for myself.
13
points.
What I get up again, is it that one?
Is there two? Well,
we already... Did they have a second one?
I don't think...
I guess not. Well, we already know this answer because I gave it to you last year. JJ Fad Supersonic.
Oh, that's right.
Played that one for my daughter the other day. She's 2 years old. She fucking loved it.
Loved it. It's great.
She likes to dance, and that's a good
Dead
one.
Dead Kennedy's one. Bedtime for Democracy.
Oh, see, that
wins. That's a really
that is
good
the winning
album.
Answer right there.
That was a good album.
Jeff, how often do you masturbate?
I was...
And you are a married man, correct?
Yes, I am.
So, like, 18 times a week? I'm just... No, go ahead.
I would say it was when my wife is gone at least twice a day. When my wife is there, twice a week.
All right, fair answer. Fair answer to a married man.
Because you're getting laid or because she would get mad?
Fair question from a faggot. This will get you bonus points if it's a good enough answer.
This is true. Because I'm getting laid or because I'm what?
Or because she would get mad if she knew you were touching yourself.
Oh, no. Well, she doesn't get mad because she's pregnant.
You
know? Oh.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, don't we all feel like jerks now?
I know.
Well, no, good job, it's my first kid on the way. You know.
Yeah. Okay. Really? Hey, congratulations.
Thank you,
sir.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm very...
How pregnant is she?
She is...
Well, you either are or you aren't, Rory. God.
She's around 4 months now.
Oh. Okay, there will come a point a little later where she's voracious. Yeah. If you would. And then that'll go away very quickly. It's a very small window in the middle of the pregnancy.
So enjoy it while it's there.
It's pretty rad, though.
Well, she's already that way.
Oh, well, there you go. Yeah. It goes
just
away.
Just don't fall into the, am I getting fat trap? Don't do it.
Yeah. She just knows she is.
Think of your think of something loving and sweet to say now, and it'll save your life in the end.
No, you're losing weight. The baby's putting on weight. Yeah. That does not work.
That doesn't work.
Yeah.
No, this was mine. No, hon, your ass doesn't look big. Your hips are spreading. You're about to give birth to a child. Yeah, that didn't work.
Well, I was wrong in like four different ways.
I know. And awesome. I knew it as soon as I said it. I was like, oh. Oh, that's that guy booing me in the background.
Yeah. No, see, what's awesome right now is that she can't fit in to her dress because her boobs are too big.
Yeah.
And
I'm
just
talking
like,
about.
Yes, I am so complaining about that.
Do you get the fitty? The fitty tucking?
Yeah. Ah, the TJ.
Yeah.
I call those TJs.
TJs. Yeah. You get to do it when they're pregnant. They let you do it.
Oh, yeah.
Ashley, how often do you masturbate?
I have no life right now, so... Maybe once a week. Maybe.
You just don't have time for it right now.
I'm so tired.
And you've got a balls right hot boyfriend,
I
too.
Do. And yeah.
Who's also busy as fuck.
He's really busy. So I'd rather save it for...
Do you ever start to like make out and cuddle with him and then you both fall asleep in the middle
yeah,
of it?
All the time. We do. It happens a lot. We're like, oh, I miss you.
Been there.
Yeah. Yeah, it's hard.
John, yourself.
His face.
I am a horrible, horrible horn dog, and I will pretty much go anytime, all the time. My poor girlfriend. I don't have a number as many times as I can.
Yeah, every day as much as possible. Yes. Hey now.
Yes, absolutely.
Hey now.
Hey, it's
now.
Like I said, I'm a perfectionist and I believe practice it makes perfect.
See, that's a game I win every time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, see? Yeah. And you never can be bad at it, right?
Right.
No.
You're always batting at least 500.
Right.
Let's see here. How'd you lose your virginity, Jeff?
Oh, I've told this story to John before. Do you remember the gal by the name of Melissa?
Yes.
You remember how she turned out to be a lesbian after I lost my virginity to her?
Oh, yes.
That was an amazing experience.
Oh. You're banging. Oh, turned a girl to girls.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that's what I... Yeah. That's how I lost my virginity to a lesbian. This was freaking nuts.
No, is she already a lesbian before she
de-virginized
you?
The thing was, you know, I lost my virginity to her, but she never reacted to what I was doing to her. You know, she would lay
there... You know, in California, they'd call that date rape now.
Ah.
Yes means yes, motherfucker.
What? Yeah. Thank God we don't live in California.
Inaction is not to be considered a sign of consent.
In Texas, they'd call that a regular Saturday night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, I mean, I went from one extreme to the other. I mean, she had no reaction to what I was doing to her. And, I was a virgin. I'm just like, what the heck do I do? You know, where do I touch you? How do I touch you? Do you like this? Do you not like this? And everything like that. So she wasn't really that good of a teacher. You know, there was no reaction from her. But then after I broke up with her, went to this other gal by the name of Christina who just craved it. You know, she was bigger. She had curves. You know, she had, you know, great breasts that like totally surrounded me. You know,
you're a skinny guy who likes chubby girls.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, I am. They got to have curves. That's all there is to it.
Excellent answer. John, how about yourself there? Same question.
I lost my virginity when I was, going into my freshman year to a 21-year-old girl that I worked with.
Freshman year of college or high school?
Freshman year of high school.
Ooh.
Yeah, so she taught me a lot. She went to
talk about
Fresno
statutory
State.
Rape.
Wow, yeah.
You can't rape the willing.
No. See, I didn't lose my virginity.
No, see, actually, back in the day, that was just called a high five.
Right. It was awesome, though, because you get to learn from the older lady what to do. Yeah. And it was, all about teaching me. I'm like, yes, teach me, Osensei.
Yeah, see, that's cool. I didn't get any of that.
And then you get to be in your mid-late 20s, and the young girls want you to start teaching them.
Exactly.
It's a nice, nice little trade-off there.
Are you saying John's going to bang freshman girls?
No, God, no. I hate younger girls.
Yeah, it's the older girls.
That's me, Rick.
Where it's at.
Okay. Current girlfriend, 12 years younger.
Yeah. I mean, girl, like, they're sweet and everything, but I want to sleep with a girl that knows what the hell she's doing.
I will say this, too. I didn't lose my virginity until I was 20.
Hey!
But
I'm in that late bloomer club myself.
But it was during Urinetown, too, that it happened.
That's a musical.
Yeah, that's a musical, too. But, you know, which we were also in together, you know. Ah. John and I.
Huh.
And
now John's trying to figure out who it was.
No, he knows who it is.
Oh. Yeah.
But it wasn't anyone in the cast. That's the thing. But I worked with Melissa at a childcare center and everything.
I like how you just threw out names here. It's awesome. Go ahead.
But
I know, right?
Yeah.
This will be on the internet.
Ooh.
Forever.
And
nobody's going to hear it.
Listens.
Well, she doesn't go by Melissa anymore, so. And Christina doesn't go by Christina
company
anymore.
Exclusive.
So, anyway, the thing was that I never thought that I would lose my virginity while wearing eyeliner.
Oh, that's so gay. Or goth.
Guyliner, basically.
Yeah. No, I'm just trying to think of if that was the case with me, and I think not that night.
Not that night?
The second time I had sex with her, yes, it was.
Okay, there you go. Yeah. Never thought I would lose my virginity wearing eyeliner.
Which I did.
Oh, yeah, that happened within the first year of having sex, totally, for me.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which eye were you lining?
Yep.
Yeah.
How about you, Chewbacca? You ever have some sex with eyeliner on?
I had sex with women that were in eyeliner. It was awesome.
Let's see. If you had to pick a zombie movie or genre, era, which kind of zombie would you be? Like a Walking Dead zombie, a Romero zombie, a Serpent and the Rainbow zombie? I mean, yeah, pick a zombie. Which is your favorite zombie?
I would have to go with the video game Left 4 Dead, first of all.
Okay.
And I think I would be a good jockey.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, I think
that's
what's a jockey.
Incredibly amusing.
I mean, I played the game, but maybe some of our listeners.
Jockeys are the ones that attach themselves to your back, and they, you know, basically ride
you.
Yeah, they screams their head off and everything. Yeah, and because aren't they the ones that throw their tongues at you and then like pull you in?
Yeah, and then pull in.
They pull you in, yeah. Ooh. And then they ride you, you know, and they like knock your weapons out of your hands. You can't control what you're doing.
Yeah, they really suck ass.
Your partner has to
get
you.
Sounds like an awful experience.
I think I'd be really good at that.
Okay. All right. Ashley. Your favorite zombie, which one would you be?
A deadite, duh.
Hey, there's the winning answer.
Right.
Deadites like to get their
she
freak
knows
on.
How to do promo. Some people don't.
No, it's true, though, because they don't lose anything. They're still pretty horny. They can talk some shit. They don't lose their limbs. They don't fall off. They're just.
They're not slow or
they
anything.
Dance.
No?
They dance. Yeah, they dance. And they do weird shit. Like,
they
that's
get
what
their
I,
freak on.
They do. And that's the kind of zombie I'd want to be. I wouldn't want to be one of those ones that's like...
Yeah, you're right. Deadites can still talk.
And
I forgot
they can,
about that.
And they can mm-hmm. laugh at you and poke you and be weirdos. Like, I think, to me, that's what I want to do.
And I just lost.
No, that was
and everybody has just lost the game if they are playing.
Oh, no!
Why?
Ah! Crud.
Because you playing. Said so?
How dare you?
Yeah, well, there's the game.
Where
and
is
just
the
lost
game?
Because
oh,
you're
cried.
Thinking about it.
No.
John.
I was doing so well.
Unfortunately, I have to use the same answer, but for different reasons. I want to be hung like a horse and even bang a corpse.
Well.
Join us.
Nice.
Wow.
You
can
score
wow.
some evil tang, too.
Yep.
That's an impressive answer. I think on that note, it's time for our rapid fire question.
Rapid fire,
all right.
Oh,
Nick Ramirez, you're up to blat.
Bat.
To right. the plat, blat, plate.
Blat. Let's start with the classic Elvis or Beatles?
Oh, Beatles.
Elvis.
Elvis.
Ooh, two Elvis, one Beatle.
Mm.
No. Star Wars or Star Trek?
I will go with Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Okay. Let's go with a little modern one. Joan Jett or Pat Benatar?
That's modern?
Pat Benatar.
Well, not too modern.
Joan Jett.
Joan Jett.
Okay. Let's go with a more modern one. Let's go with Lady Gaga.
Gaga.
Or Katy Perry.
Oh, I'll go with Katy Perry.
Ooh.
Ashley's just got this disgusted look on her face.
I have to pick one.
Yeah.
Lady
Katy Perry.
Katy Perry.
Katy
Perry.
I'm not really surprised
just
by either
you,
of those
You have
answers.
To read what other artists have said about her. Mm-hmm. Tom Gordon posted something up about it, and it was actually pretty fascinating, and it made me really dig her more than I
Yeah.
Well, of course, it's something Tom Gordon wrote. Everything he writes is fascinating.
Amen. So true. It is
How
so
about
true.
Taylor
He's
Swift
genius.
Or Kelly Clarkson?
Oh, my God. I'll go with Kelly Clarkson, honestly.
I'll take Taylor Swift just because she's cute.
A boot to the face.
Okay. And he's going for the third answer. All right. Do you prefer weed or beer?
Out of the two, I'll go with weed.
Okay.
Marijuana.
The Mary Jane, please.
All right. Marijuana. Smoke you.
Would you prefer to have AIDS or cancer?
Cancer.
AIDS.
I would go with cancer, depending on what kind.
Hmm.
Ashley's just picking AIDS because it's his.
No. No, because it's
AIDS
totally
is cool
something that doesn't kill you anymore. Yeah.
Plus, you get it from...
Yeah, but I pick cancer because I could still have sex.
Chewy just made the
I could still have sex. I just
got to
have somebody
fingers.
That I, you know, got to wear a condom. That's not the end
or
of the
Or somebody
world.
Else who's also positive.
Yeah, or someone else has got the HIV.
There's some pretty attractive people that have AIDS.
Imagine that first date. So, I really dig you. You got HIV?
No, I do, and that's going to kind of be a deal breaker for me.
Is that okay?
You don't.
Got this small little thing.
Does that
to
mean
talk
I'm never
going to
get laid ever again because I picked AIDS over cancer?
Everyone has AIDS.
AIDS.
All right. Would you rather be beat up or arrested?
Arrested.
Depends on the crime.
Yeah, but you gotta pick one, so.
I'd rather get my ass kicked.
I might as well pick ass kicked because most likely you'll get both if you get arrested these days. So.
Right.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Who knows? Either
I'd rather get my ass kicked on the street than by a chain until three.
Yeah. And the cop.
And the cop. Yeah.
These don't. This doesn't mean absolutely no good, except for the lack. Like, there's two questions here, so let's read both of those questions. Shaven or hirsute? In other words, like a landing strip or nothing at all.
Landing strip.
On a female or a male?
Or yourself?
It's a rapid fire question.
First thing that comes to
don't
mind.
Don't show me your testicles, Jeff.
For those of you who don't know, I am a very hairy person.
Manicured.
Jeff.
Okay.
We could be bookends.
I like the
shaven. Opposite
shaven,
bookends.
Okay. The other only question on the list, because we're missing half the list somewhere, but is cheater or cheated?
Cheated.
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 Vomit or diarrhea?
Cha-cha-cha.
Vomit.
I would take vomit, yeah.
Vomit.
I'll take
gay or ginger?
Ginger.
Faggot. No. Homophobe.
Can I be a gay ginger?
Hell yes. Yeah.
That's a good answer.
We all support that.
I'm going with the gay ginger as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nah. Exactly.
Nickelback or Coldplay?
Nickelback?
This is a trick question.
Ew, Coldplay.
I'm gonna go with Nickelback only because I saw them live in a acoustic studio recording, and they were actually pretty cool dudes.
Oh my god! Wow, I'm so sad for you.
Yeah, you would have loved it though. The studio was freaking amazing.
Okay. Coldplay or Cold Sore?
Cold Sore. They're easier to get rid of.
Cold Sore.
Cold Sore.
Really doesn't like Coldplay.
Okay, but this one's just for. Just for Ashley, Nickelback or herpes?
And just for the record, a cold sore is herpes.
That is herpes.
Is herpes.
No.
Just for the record.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. You learn a lot on this show.
It is. It's
the
not
more
a,
you know.
It's not herpes. Only entertaining. It's educational.
You guys
folks.
Know. That I'm shitting with you, right? I'm not that ignorant.
Yeah.
No, I totally, we thought you were.
You what?
Good.
Huh?
No.
What's ignorant?
I was letting the audience in on the joke.
Oh. All night party, would you rather mushrooms or cocaine?
Mushrooms.
Hmm.
What time of year is it?
Yeah. Depends on the time of year.
Who am I with? Right.
Yeah, and who am I with? That's really an important question. Yeah. It depends on the company.
What if it's just you at the house in the summer alone?
Mushrooms.
Yeah,
mushrooms.
Yeah, alone at the house summer, mushrooms.
Totally.
Okay.
Summer mushrooms.
Yeah, some. Not a lot. Cap in a
are you
stem.
Are you a boob man or an ass man?
Ooh, that's tough.
What do you prefer?
Mm.
I mean, I know they come together. That's the beauty of it. But,
hell yeah.
Well, especially on curvy girls. That's the thing.
But if you don't, you know, because she had one of them that was banging.
Which draws
and the
your
other
eyes?
Wasn't, so
which draws which your you eye pick? First?
Oh, it would have to be boobs first, and then my eyes go down.
Okay.
To look at the butt.
Boobs or butt?
Ashley checks herself. And yes, you do have
to. She totally looked down.
I really prefer ass on women. That's my favorite.
Ass or titties?
The mind.
Oh, the old answer C.
Oh. No, actually,
yeah,
it is.
That point. Is
I am sorry. I get total points for that. No. You should meet my girlfriend. You Dang have. It. She is brilliant.
Whoa.
She is so smart.
Okay, and if you're gonna bring her into the mix, I'm gonna guess that he's an ass man.
Oh, because Corey has a nice ass?
Are you looking at his girlfriend's ass?
Damn,
I'm
right,
fine with
totally
that.
Right.
She's a
fine looking woman.
She
wrong
is going
looking.
To celebrate that you were checking out her
she's
ass.
She's a fine looking woman.
Corey, we were looking at your butt and it's good.
And it's good, huh? See?
Mm-hmm. Do you like good. It in your face?
She thinks she has no ass. I do. I do.
She's got a nice little perky butt. Much. You can bounce a quarter off that chick.
See? It's so true. And she has amazing boobs, too. So really, I'm a win-win. And a mind.
Excellent. Well, I heard the music round. That means
so that
rapid fire
is
over.
And all so, right. Despite some good answers, Jeff, you had a lot of low-scoring questions. So it really comes down to our two directors here. Ashley or John, and I'm sorry, John killed it just a few more times. You did leave the room and missed some important questions. So, John Frederick, you are our winner. Here's a handshake, and I'll give you the swift kick on the ass as you walk out the door.
Looking forward
for the
to
ass
it.
Man.
Thank you for
for
playing.
The ass man.
I think Ashley gets points for going to the bathroom because yeah,
missed the virginity question, and she told me before she left that it was actually just a couple months ago at a Greyhound station in Salt Lake City to a Mexican.
Some Mexican
who didn't
guy.
Speak English.
Magical. Yeah.
After talking about Mormons, we go to Utah.
She was here. She probably would have took
brought
it.
Me back coffee, so I give you my win.
There you go.
Oh, so you shouldn't have had to do that. We have an intern for these things.
Well, you know, I was up and he whispered at me, sugar. And pointed at his cup and I was like,
give me some sugar, baby.
Yes. Nice. Yes. Very
well
good.
Played.
Very good.
Speak of giving some sugar, baby, please come down to Good Luck Macbeth every Friday and Saturday night throughout the end of October. And give us a little sugar. Give us $13 worth of sugar, and we're going to treat you to one of the finest, finest experiences that the Fall Season Reno has to offer. In all of the Halloween kingdom, this is the one everybody – fuck the haunted houses. Mm. This is the show everybody's going to want to see this holiday season. So don't miss out and let your tickets disappear without you. They're at Brown Paper – wait. Brown paper bag tickets?
Yeah.
Brown paper tickets.
Yes.
Brown paper tickets. Or just go to goodluckmacbeth.org.
And there's a link to it. Please check it out. It's you want to get the tickets in advance because this show is selling out.
Search Evil Dead Reno. You'll find it.
Yep.
Yeah, you will.
We're hoarse. We're everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Thanks to me. I know that SEO bullshit.
It really kicked off my Halloween season, you know?
We had
just decorated like a couple days before. We went and saw Evil Dead, the musical, and we're like, fuck, we're in Halloween already. We're ready to go all month long.
And the songs go to stick the in your houses. Head, don't they?
Nice.
And we're going to probably go see Evil Dead again.
You should.
Going to go to Pinky Horror.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go to going down to L.A. to see Tenacious D.
Oh, yeah. That which is totally not Halloween related at all. Just tries to throw in
But it is.
Is it?
They're having a big costume. And like the Carnival of Death is going to be there and stuff. So I'm really Halloween out
just got
this year.
So stoked.
Nick just took all the cool points
that's,
in the room from everybody.
We don't have any Tenacious D on our mix.
We do. We have Tribute.
Tribute. Yes.
That's right. We need to bump it earlier. Yeah.
We can bump it earlier.
God, we should contact those guys and have them come to our show.
Yeah.
Are you
kidding? Kyle and
Bruce thinks I'm a nut. I know it because I've been sending messages. I'm like, we're doing a show.
Come to Reno just a couple weeks earlier. Just stop by.
I'm like, you should see this guy that's playing you.
He looks more like you than you do.
We'll get hookers and blow.
But it is a fantastic show with a fine, fine cast of peoples in it. And the directorial staff is up to snuff. I like to say that, yes, I would go see this on a Wednesday night rather than watching a pinochle tournament.
Hell yeah.
Oh, that's huge.
You guys don't do it on a Wednesday night, though, right?
No, not at all.
They actually don't broadcast pinochle tournaments either.
We have two Thursdays.
Yeah, there are two Thursdays at the end of the month.
Did I see a matinee, too?
One Sunday the 19th.
We figure, you know, the old gray hairs, the blue hairs, they need to see some blood.
The patrons of the theater.
Walk out with
make that hair
purple spots, yeah.
It'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, which, by the way, anybody that might actually be listening and has gone and participated in the Splatter Zone, we are doing a contest. Post your best Splatter Zone pictures, before and afters. I've got a couple of people that have. Put them on our Evil Dead Reno page.
Special
tell
prizes.
All your friends to stop by, and you got special prizes coming.
Ooh, so please check that out. And if you do come to the show, there is also the opportunity to get free swag for raffle tickets that are not free. So the free swag is kind of a lie. But you can buy raffle tickets to get cheap swag.
Cheap
hanging chads. Well, it's 19-2000 again. I've got aphasia. I'm having a stroke. Oh my goodness. Are we going to do that last little
absolutely.
Song?
Yeah,
let's
need,
have a last little song.
I'm sorry. The code went out. I do have to warn you that this is Kate's song. So I mean, I know the lyrics, but I might I might muff it up a little bit. But Jeff is going to come in on the on the second act. Yeah, muff. Yes. I'm going to muff it up. And Jeff is going to come in because this really shows his wonderful moose voice. So that's the whole point of us doing this song.
It's a screws up. It's Kate's fault for not being here.
It is Kate's fault. You know, it's actually Evan's fault because...
You want to come sit on my tuffet?
Yeah, and you don't want to hear me sing one of Evan's songs. It just doesn't make sense.
Are you going to be Ash for this?
Apparently.
Yelling at me? Yeah.
Yeah, I could... I don't, I, yeah.
Oh, this is interesting.
Yeah.
Don't you wanna join the crew? You'll be dead and evil too. The coolest thing to do is join us. Your life's gotta suck. Work and S-mod's gotta blow. Don't be just a fucking schmo and join us. You'll be dead with no more roars and be hung like a corpse. You can even bang at cops if you join us. Imagine all the fun if to evil you succumb. So just lay down that big dun.
It's already. I'm fucking
sorry. Army of Kandarian demons to swallow your soul and suck your blood forever.
Ash? Oh, what's the problem, Ash? Don't you want to look beautiful like me?
Beautiful like you? Why, I'd rather look like this moose.
Why, thank you. Actually, I'm a Kandarian demon moose, and I'm here to tell you about all the fun and excitement you'll experience if you take us up on our offer and join us. Woo! Can't you see we'll have a scream? Evil's funner than it seems. You'll play on our softball team if you join us.
Join us!
Organize a big pub crawl and spend Sundays at the mall if you join us.
Join us! Oh, you can score some evil tang. You damn it, I just ruined this whole thing.
If you see it, you'll be fine. You'll be dead, but so refined. Party like it's 99.
If you join our evil armies as we chew on their tiny brains and bathe in their heart-bubbling
I think that's good.
That's good?
That's enough.
That's good!
Yay!
Mustard stain.
It was good almost job, there.
It was almost good, except I was just so enthralled with Jeff that I was like, he's pointing at me. And I'm like, oh, I have lyrics.
Yes, you do.
But again, it's not your song. So yeah.
No, it's all right.
No idea.
Don't worry about
it's
it.
All right. It's all
right. Oh, okay. It's
great. I hate Kate.
Speaking of, why don't we call her?
Oh,
we could call
we should.
Kate.
We should.
I actually totally have a crush on Kate.
She's aww. A she's
Kate,
a cutie piece.
I even
told
I
her
talent.
Husband.
I have a talent boner for Kate. She
Kate
is
Kate
so
the one
she's
the
a total toner.
She is, yeah.
she is
seller,
a toner.
Yes.
She's a fucking toner.
Wife of awesome. Friend of the show Joe Atack from Weapons of Mass Creation.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, he's awesome yeah. people too.
Yeah. Yeah. Very yes. talented.
So we're doing
folks
more prank calls,
there.
Huh?
Yeah.
All right. You, oh. I don't have Kate's number.
Oh.
Oh, and it's about time. It's about time anyway. We gotta.
Oh, so right. screw Kate.
Yeah, we gotta be wrapping.
If you want to see her, go see the damn show.
There yeah. you go.
There you go.
What's happening here, Josh? What do you got coming up?
I'm gonna go see some games and some concerts and stuff like that pretty soon.
And maybe Evil Dead the musical.
I would love to. Yeah, I'm gonna try to fit that in. But also, there's something really important to me I want to talk about with you guys.
And okay.
Something that's gonna make the world a better place and people happier. If you got to go to the bathroom and you're doing something else, just fucking stop what you're doing and go to the bathroom because you're gonna have to go eventually anyways. I know we're all so busy in our lives. Sometimes you got to urinate and then you just get real stressed out because you're working on something and you got to piss.
Mm-hmm.
Just go piss and come back and finish. That way you'll be a lot happier.
This is true.
Thanks,
I learned
man.
That that's a note brought
can
to you
I
by
one?
Chewbacca.
Can I do
I've been working on potty
training
at my house for the last year or so, and like I've learned a lot of these things that I tell my daughter all the time. When you're, I know you want to watch your TV show or play your with your puzzles or whatever you're doing, mm-hmm. but you got to go to the bathroom, babe. Yeah. And I thought about how that I could apply that to my life.
My own life.
And you guys should apply that to your life, too.
Well, sometimes I just like to I keep a Gatorade jar right there, so then I just go in the Gatorade
well, that's fucked
jar.
Up.
That's not good?
No, that's cool. I guess oh. whatever you got to do.
No,
I'm just kidding.
Bad.
I feel like I
actually, the more you hold your pee in your bladder, the
your blood
less
pressure
strong,
goes up.
Well, the less strong that muscle will be in later in life, yeah. and the sooner you'll
don't
have
I,
incontinence.
Don't I know it?
That's right. That's right.
You've already
I piss
started
myself
getting
all the time.
Used to hold it too long.
It's what it says in the movie Liar Liar, if you remember.
No, I know.
And it must be true because he couldn't tell a lie.
I may have had a large bag of weed in front of me while I watched that movie, so I'm not remembering a lot of the details.
Okay, so
you could like do half of it right now. No,
honey, honey, no. We talk. Shh, not in public.
Okay, I want to do a public service announcement. Okay, something that I've been thinking about for a long time is, you know, when you get to your destination after traveling wherever it is, you're going to the store. Have some fun with it. Once you get there, do an end zone dance, scream touchdown, spike something, and that would make a world a better place.
Yeah,
or slide in like it's home base.
Make everything the awesome victory that it is.
I agree.
Okay,
very good.
Yeah. Celebrate the little
chisel.
I was gonna spike like a railroad spike in somebody's face when I get to a grocery store. I mean, that's not what you had.
That's a totally different kind of spike, but go for it.
I kind of like.
Do you got some for us, Jeff?
I actually have this little.
He's got a notebook full of affirmations.
Yes, I do. When they come to me, you know, I have to write them down, and this is one that came to me while I was working at a craftsman shop. I was a carpenter for a little bit, and it says. I usually
Jesus.
I do look like Jesus. That's the thing. I get that all the time. But I usually first I apply it to theater, and then it's something you can apply to life. I do that all the time. And it says, "You're not finished until someone says yes. When someone does say yes, it's only the beginning."
Sexually.
Is that back to that virgin? That's that virgin thing, right? Losing the virginity thing.
Yeah, well, there's, you know, you can apply it to that. apply ointment, if you will.
And I'm just going to say, ladies, if you think it smells bad down there, just tell me and I'll go take a shower and we can get it on right after that. You don't have to go down there, come back, make a face and say not tonight, you know.
Yeah. Ashley, as long as we're going with this, do you have something for the crowd?
That's a good
one.
Can
I plug anything or have
this,
any advice?
This, I will share with you something that the cast has. It's our motto amongst all of us. And
yes.
We've all really all made this.
I have
thing.
A button.
Love this.
It's teamwork makes the dream work.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and, you did get your button. Oh,
I did. Okay. And I'm going to steal this little public service announcement from Rick. And I would just like to remind you all to always remember – never put salt in your eye.
Never put salt in your
always
eye.
Always remember, never put salt in your eye.
What did Rory tell me about
never
putting
salt,
put
in
salt
in your eye?
Always put salt in your
always
eye.
Put salt in your eye. Always remember, put salt in your eye.
Okay, my turn. my public service announcement is, remember when tipping people that the difference between a decent tip and an excellent tip is money that you don't care about?
Yeah.
Yeah,
always tip.
Oh, and that reminded me of something that I came across in a journal that you and I wrote down one day, Rick, back in the day.
Yeah.
Always remember when receiving fellatio from a drunkard. 1 minute, you could be nut deep in the blow, and the next moment, have a lap full of vomit.
Has that ever
that
happened?
Was something you that's told me. Really no, Rick made me write this down kind of thing.
I used the phrase nut deep a lot, so that's probably not a lie.
I feel like my whole obey the bladder speech is gone now. So.
Everybody's going to pee their pants.
Always remember to never pee
put
your
it made me need
salt. Salt. boy, ladies and gentlemen, this has been a really fun and exciting show. I'd like
thanks
to thank
for being here.
Once again the cast and crew of Evil Dead the Musical for coming in. Let's also thank their sponsors, Nightmare Studios, Haunt X, who we didn't even get to talk about. Sorry, they're go check them out. It's a great horror society local with DJs and movies. And
SB
stuff.
Prints, you need some t-shirts, SB Prints. So
also Cherry Bear Productions brought us our buttons. And Good Luck Macbeth Theater for housing this whole shindig.
Yes.
Yeah.
Please support your local arts and businesses. Woo. And come see the show. Come see the show. Come see the show.
Yay.
Ladies and gentlemen, for Nick Ramirez, Chewbacca, Dogwater, Dick, Nate the production assistant, and JB the intern, and the Evil Dead crew, cast and crew members, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd saying, life is short. I love you. So good night.
Join us.
Good one.
Little podcast, we're talking out of our ass. Your mother's in here with his
cars. I know.
Would you like to leave a message?
Dogwater Studios.
I see that she gets it.
Bye,
rocked.
Suck it to him.